This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a rabbi who works for the Methodist Church, but first, a Mormon who teaches at Notre Dame. He is David Campbell, a professor of political science. We've asked him into the studios of our member station, WSND, in South Bend, Indiana, to talk about Governor Mitt Romney. Mr. Romney's strong showing in the Republican presidential fundraising sweepstakes announced this week gave a boost to his campaign, but it also draws attention to his faith. A significant amount of the $21 million Mr. Romney raised reportedly came from fellow Mormons. But several recent polls show that about a third of Americans say that they would be less likely to vote for a candidate who is a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the formal name of the Mormon Church. Professor Campbell, thanks so much for being with us.
No problem.
Firstly, how important is it, your judgment, your impression now, is Mr. Romney's candidacy to people who share his faith?
I think among Mormons, he's thought of as really being a pioneer or on the vanguard. And I'm not surprised that he's able to tap into a real base of support there, of people who feel that they want to have one of their own taken seriously in national politics. And therefore, I suspect that there are people reaching into their pockets precisely because he is a Mormon, and they'd like to see him as a Mormon advance on the national scene.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea where this figure that we mentioned in the beginning, do you have any understanding of how that figure breaks down according to region or religion or income or education, any of that?
Well, I myself have not had an opportunity to work with those particular data, but I can in general say that those who are wary of a Mormon politician come from at least three different groups. One would be evangelical Christians or others who sort of take their faith seriously and therefore would have theological differences with Mormons. Mm-hmm. Another group would be those who are more secular and likely to be ideologically liberal. And the third group, the largest group, would be those who are just simply wary when they hear the word Mormon. They don't know much about this group. They may have heard negative things about it and therefore are uncertain whether that's somebody they want as their president.
Well, let's talk about that third group. Do they know much about Mormonism? And is that the problem sometimes?
Well, I mean, the church itself has engaged for a long time in a pretty successful campaign to sort of present itself to America in a positive light. But at the same time, there, of course, are issues that have always dogged the church. Prior to 1978, African Americans, or more specifically those who were black, were not permitted to hold the priesthood. The priesthood is generally extended to all men within the church. The church has no paid clergy, and therefore those who hold the priesthood are the ones who are actually holding the various positions of leadership. In the past, of course, Mormon leaders practiced polygamy. That practice ended in 1890, but the legacy continues, and even today there's still identification with the Mormon church when the subject of polygamy comes up.
What's the problem that some evangelical Christians would have with the Mormon faith?
Well, I think it all kind of boils down to the fact that back in 1830, when the Mormon Church was founded by Joseph Smith, it was founded as a departure from traditional Christianity. So, for example, Mormons have scripture beyond the Bible, and Mormons build temples. Mormons have a pretty specific idea of what existence was like before mortality and what will happen after death. Those differ, again, from traditional Christianity. So there are actually a number of things where evangelicals or other groups might point to differences in terms of their beliefs and doctrine.
This is separate from any agreement they might have on political issues.
Right, and that's, of course, what makes it interesting, is they would agree on the policy side, but not necessarily agree on the theology that might get them to those particular policy positions.
You're a professor of political science. Is it your feeling that Governor Romney might need to take on this issue head-on the way John F. Kennedy took on the religion issue in 1960?
Yes, I think he does. I think he needs to address it. The very fact that we're having this interview today reminds us that this is something that is certainly part of the package with Mitt Romney. And for some, it's going to be, you know, an issue that he just needs to tackle.
David Campbell, professor of political science at Notre Dame, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.